From KCBW News in Salt Lake City, I'm Jeff Robinson. Longtime Utah journalist Holly Mullen's career path has taken a new turn. The former Salt Lake Tribune columnist, City Weekly editor, and political candidate has accepted a temporary six-month assignment as interim executive director of the Rape Recovery Center in Salt Lake City, which provides crisis intervention, therapy, and advocacy. Mullen takes on the role after serving on the center's board and following the departure of former executive director Heather Stringfellow. I asked her what inspired her to take on the task.
You know, Jeff, this is, and I said this to the board when I was going through some interviews with them about this, this is what I call heart work. This is absolutely working with survivors of sexual assault and trying to educate the community on how prevalent sexual assault and rape is in our community, and trying to bust some of the myths out there about what sexual assault is and why it happens. It's such important work to me, and I've always loved it. Even back when I was a newspaper reporter, I covered social services for a while, and as difficult and heart-rending as these stories can be, the ultimate goal and the end of all of this comes down to making progress. Survivors healing from some very terrible abuse and terrible trauma. And also, again, the education piece is huge. Educating the public, educating people what this is all about, and that it's an epidemic in our society, but it can be stopped and controlled if we're smart.
So you mentioned some grants that, you know, the deadlines are coming up for. Is the next 6 months going to be a period of change and transition at the center, or is your job to just kind of keep things steady?
I think a little of both. Again, whenever you take on an interim role, one has to be mindful of the way things are done and pay attention to those. And frankly, things are good at the Rape Recovery Center. As a nonprofit, it's healthy. All nonprofits wish they had more money, of course, but it's been around. The center's been around since the late 70s. It's grown. It's functioned well. And I see there will always be sort of our bread and butter grantors, people who provide funding for the center. But I'm also really interested in doing some fundraising on my own. I'm somewhat skilled at it and looking forward to it. And I see some places where I think we can bring in some more funds for our programming.
So how much worse are rape statistics in Utah than in other states?
Well, funny you should ask. I just brought some numbers. And most of these are starting to trip off my tongue fairly easily. But the best statistics we have, and unfortunately I think I wish they were a little fresher. They're from 2007. But in 2007, the Utah Commission on Criminal and Juvenile Justice conducted a survey of women in Utah, and we learned that 1 in 3 women in Utah have been affected in some way by sexual violence in their lives. We also learned that we have a higher rate of sexual assault in this state, and we have less reporting than many other states. Mm-hmm. Reporting is a really tough piece. We know here, based on those numbers from the Utah Commission on Criminal and Juvenile Justice, as well as our own agency records that are pretty meticulous because of that grant piece, we have to keep careful track of who comes through the center for services. On the issue of reporting, in Utah, only 10 of 100 sexual assaults are ever reported to authorities. And of those 10, like I could go on and on, but of those 10, only 1 in 10 ever gets filed and works its way through the justice system. Mm. And then again, convictions are a whole other story. Only a handful of those really end in a guilty verdict against a perpetrator. So we have a lot of work to do. And at the center, we're not necessarily about, every rape needs to be reported, get out there and call the police and get out there and do that. We encourage that and would like to see more of that. But we're also coming from a place of dealing with victims at various stages of sort of the healing process. Sometimes we see them immediately after an assault or a few hours after an assault. Sometimes it's years and years later. Sometimes adults coming in who were affected as children, who were victimized as children. So it runs the whole gamut. And what we're really about is working with people at the moment they come in for help and for services and trying to heal from there.
And finally, Holly, you're very familiar with how the Utah legislature works and the legislative process, not only as a journalist, but having worked for the House Democrats as well during this past legislative session. Are there any priorities on the table right now when it comes to legislative advocacy or seeing actual new bills passed in Utah when it comes to helping rape victims?
You know, I'm going to do some homework on that, Jeff, with actual legislation toward victims' rights. That's always, I think our legislature comes down pretty well on that issue. Funding, the Rape Recovery Center gets no state funding. We're the only agency in the state that provides a full gamut of care and services for sexual assault victims, male and female, over the age of 14. We do get some federal funding through grants. We get private donations, and we also do get private foundations as well. You know, some of the Eccles and Familiar foundations, who have been very generous. But we don't get any specific state funding geared toward our services, therapy, hospital response, and telephone crisis work. So I'm looking around. I'm trying to see if I can find my way into the budget somewhere, and maybe have to do some lobbying on that. But I think I'd be happy to do that if it means getting something more for the center.
We have been speaking with Holly Mullen, interim director of the Rape Recovery Center here in Salt Lake City for the next 6 months. And Holly, thank you very much for your time.
Can I say a website?
Sure.
RapeRecoveryCenter.org. Everything's there that you need to know.
Okay. Thank you, Holly.
Thank you.